The Wolf and the Crane by Aesop. Once, when a wolf was eating supper, a bone stuck in his throat. Almost choking to death, the wolf begged the crane to put her head into his throat and draw out the bone. "I will reward you generously," the wolf promised. It took the crane only a few minutes to pull out the bone. But when she asked for the reward, the wolf laughed at her. "Were you not able to pull your head safely out of my jaw? Is that not payment enough?" "I should have known," thought the crane, as she flew off in a scuff. The moral of the story? When one serves the wicked, one should expect no reward. I have been thinking about this fable and its moral since the insurrection of January 6, 2021. Guys, I have been thinking about this fable and its moral because it's been relevant in this country for at least a couple of decades, longer. But more important is because this fable and its moral is going to be apropos to the life we're living here for the foreseeable future, in these United States and abroad. There's been a lot of talk over the course of the last, days over the logical culmination of rhetoric, which led to the violence that we saw on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. And that's true. But what we're not talking about is the wickedness that has created that. In that, for the insurrectionist, that there is no reward. There is no reward for any of us. What we're left with is a broken country. And we'll continue to be a broken country until we realize that when we do somebody else's bidding, when we do the bidding of somebody who has a vested political power interest or an economic interest in us acting and behaving in a certain way, we are helping them in their agenda and sacrificing our own, which should be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I could be wrong, but how are the insurrectionists happy? How are they going back home to their stores, to their shops, to their businesses, to their friends, to their communities, and be happy? I'm sure they'll convince themselves that they are. But in their heart's heart, how do you turn away from everything that is American and still claim that you're fulfilled as an American? That's a math that I cannot do. What reward did they gain? If the plan was to keep number 45 in power, that didn't happen. On January 20th, 2021, we will have a new president. Was it to help the everyday person? Was it to aid the farmer, aid the family in the rough parts of town, help the people in the city? How were those actions that the insurrectionists took place? How did that help the everyday man? Look around. It didn't. We're still in the same fucked up place that we were before January 6, 2021. There's still a pandemic raging. Here locally, we had 4,000 people die a day of the pandemic. How did the insurrectionists curb that? I just heard on the news here locally that we will not have rain for the foreseeable future. We're back in drought conditions. How did the insurrectionists assist curb that? How will they bring water? How will they curb the direction that our climate is going in such a way that it will bring water to places that are needed? There are kids still in cages in these United States. How did the insurrectionists free them? There are still Black Americans, Brown Americans, minority Americans who are being shot and killed by police forces with no accountability. How did the insurrectionists curb that, help that, assuage that? They didn't. It was a mob egged on by an irresponsible leader who will face no consequences. No criminal consequences. They repped no reward. And in their fervor, in their rioting, they left us picking up the pieces and wondering, how do we get these people back into our fold? Because at the end of the day, they are still American. They still have the same rights that the rest of us do have. They didn't forfeit them. They might eventually, you know, if they're convicted, but as far as it is now, they have not lost them. And I agree that they should have them from the standpoint of that if we are going to continue in any way, shape, or form, we must default back to the tenets of our democracy, which is that people still have a right to a fair trial and that they should be judged by, you know, by their peers. I don't know where we go from here, guys, but I can tell you that for me, it makes sense to look at and explore the question of who am I listening to? Who of those that I listen to, who are they being funded by? Because ultimately, it is the person that holds the purse strings that controls the narrative. And those people have agendas. One of the challenges of our times, which is both good and bad, is that there's so many opinions and that you can go out there and listen to so many different people. That includes me. But we must do the diligence of going out there and looking at what is driving, what monetary reward are those that are giving out the news, that are giving out opinion, what are they being funded by and by whom? If we don't do that, then you put yourself in the precarious place of being swayed by conspiracy, by paranoia, and ultimately it could put you in a place where you end up destroying the very thing that you claim to love. I am at a loss for how we deal with these people. The insurrectionist. I think that they are people that let their emotions get the better of them. A lot of them, they let their emotions get the better of them, and they acted in such a way that it is contrary to really who they are, but unfortunately, consequences have actions, and there has to be punishment there. And for those that are at the most extreme, I have no excuses for you. You're a bad actor. You're un-American. You're unpatriotic. And you need to, you know, reap what you sowed. Let's be more careful in 2021 about who we listen to. Let's do more research. Let's do more reading. Let's do more pausing to think before we talk. If we can't give ourselves, our own private selves, the pause necessary to consider what it is that we're saying and therefore how we're acting, we're fucked. Peace to you.